So for the doc who, has a patient, there are plenty of patients out there kind of getting beyond or quickly get beyond approved therapies. The patient may wish to look at some experimental approach. Targeted therapy would be very attractive, I think, to a lot of patients. For practical purposes, you mentioned the Know Your Tumor program. You mentioned the Memorial program. What are the options if a doc in practice wants to sort of plug in to one of these trials? What are the ones that are available right now?
That's an important point. There's not enough available, and it's a little bit frustrating. I mean, for my pancreatic cancer patients, if I can't get them off label therapy, I'd prefer to put them on a trial. So if I can't put them on a trial, I do try and get off label therapy. But in reality, some of these therapies aren't even approved yet. They're only in clinical trials. And so we're sending them often to phase one trials that happen to use the drugs that we're trying to use, PARP inhibitors, ATR inhibitors, et cetera, but in the context of clinical trials. So having an access to having your finger on the pulse of the phase one trials that are out there is one approach and can be very difficult. Even for me, I'm often on the computer searching clinicaltrials.gov, even for trials at my own institution. Companies, I'd say, generally speaking, particularly when we talk about the PARP inhibitors, there's now five approved PARP inhibitors, and for the most part, they've been pretty good about giving access to drugs when you ask the company. Insurance may not be approving it yet, and generally they aren't, but the companies are pretty good about giving access to the drugs, and we do hope that we're going to see an actual approval of a PARP inhibitor in the coming months for pancreatic cancer.
And we want to go through the data that's supporting that because it's obviously really important to know about.